Districts that don't want to cut into instructional dollars are getting creative in how they reduce transportation costs. This August, the Drummond District in northern Wisconsin will combine two of its 10 bus routes, hoping to save $25,000. School Board President Jim Crandall says some students will ride an hour 45 minutes unless parents drop them off at consolidated pickup points.
That's really difficult, however, because there aren't so many stay-at-home parents anymore. Everybody's scratching so hard to make a living that the number of stay-at-home parents that can do that is reduced. So it's a real tough situation.
Pickup points are also being considered in another large, sparsely populated school district in Florence County. In southwestern Wisconsin, parents in the Mount Horeb School District are being asked to weigh in on a busing fee for those who live within 2 miles. John Ashley is executive director of the Wisconsin Association of School Boards. He says local officials are acting because they have to.
We'd like for leadership to come from Madison and from the legislature. Frankly, districts have to come up with these solutions right now, and we can't afford to wait.
School buses run on diesel fuel, which is more expensive now than regular gas. Topping off the tank in a bus costs about $400 on average, and miles per gallon run between 6 and 7. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.